This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Already the sixth day of December 2015. Less than a month left in 2015. It's Sunday, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time. We are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. Joe Biggs and crew are on the ground in Santa Bernardino, California. They've been there since yesterday. And they have been interviewing members of Mrs. Malik and Mr. Farouk's mosque, the two confirmed mass murderers from the attacks last week. They have also been visiting different Islamic centers around the country and different reported training camps in Michigan, in upstate New York. They will continue next week to other states and other areas. They will be joining us coming up in the third segment, fourth segment, and fifth segment of the first hour today. We will have open phones in the second hour. Here, obviously, is the big news right now. Barack Hussein Obama is set to give a speech coming up at 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, where he reportedly is going to demonize the Second Amendment and call for massive draconian gun control. Kurt Nemo details the statements by the White House, CBS News, the Attorney General, and others in an article titled Obama to Deliver Primetime Address Sunday on Gun Control. Now, I shot a special video about 2 hours ago that's on Infowars.com, Emergency Obama to Announce Massive Gun Restrictions in Speech. And some people in the comments are saying, where does it say he's going to announce more gun control? Well, go read the article at Infowars.com. Here's one right here from NBC News. NBC News. This is up on Infowars.com. Attorney General Lynch, president will call on Congress to take actions on guns in San Bernardino address. That's going to be a famous name, the San Bernardino address. That the highest priority is to restrict the Second Amendment to protect the American people. That's a quote. So get ready, folks. We know they've been coming for a long time. We know they've geared up. They've tripled the size of the ATF, the BATF. They are brainwashing the Second Amendment across the board. They are lowering our borders, bringing in radical jihadis, letting them attack, covering up for days. It's a terror attack. And then moving to restrict the Second Amendment for the average American. This is the suspension of common sense, the suspension of reality, but it's the crisis they're going to use to take our basic freedoms. Now, Obama said earlier this last week, a day before the attacks in San Bernardino, that there was no terror threat in America and there was no ISIS threat. That's because they want the terror cells that they've deployed from Africa to Asia and all of the Middle East and Europe and North America to get in place first before they launch their major operations. Now, they're not run by the government, but they've been funded, protected, basically bred and prepared in Syria and in Iraq, and then are now allowed entry into Turkey, into Europe, into the United States. And that's the former head of Defense Intelligence and others coming out and saying that. When you see the former head of Defense Intelligence, who was still the director earlier this year, come out and say the president ordered us to help create ISIS, knowingly, consciously, that is a huge whistleblow. and the head of Southcom's basically coming out and warning as well. That's because they're not involved in this, folks. This is criminal mafia elements, similar to Cobra, Spectre, things you see in Hollywood. But those Hollywood character groups are based off real stuff, okay? And that's who's quarterbacking ISIS. They are here. They're getting ready to strike.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Got it. The Newsman's coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a ghost.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And I would add, by the way, these are the same folks oftentimes who suggest that they're so tough that just talking to Putin or staring down ISIL or using some additional rhetoric somehow is going to solve the problems out there. But apparently they're scared of widows and orphans coming into the United States of America as part of our tradition of compassion. Now, first they were worried about the press being too tough on them during debates. Now they're worried about three-year-old orphans.
Okay, there is President Obama on November 18th in Turkey at the big G20 summit, openly saying that the United States is scared of widows and orphans, and that we're trying to break our tradition of having compassionate hearts and an open door. If you came here from anywhere in the world, you had to wait 3 months at Ellis Island to make sure you didn't have TB or Black Plague or something else. And no one from a country or a region at war with us was ever admitted openly and without being checked to this country. But we've seen a woman blow herself up with a suicide belt in Paris 2 weeks ago while my reporters were down the street and kill a police dog. We've seen a woman, Tashin Malik, lead the attack. The New York Post and Associated Press report, in command of her husband, Saeed Farouk, killing 14 of his co-workers, picking out the Jewish and Christian ones, it's now confirmed, for execution. He told them, you will soon die. And, of course, no political correctness stopped it. It's now come out that the city of San Bernardino, neighbors and others, dare not report or say anything because, after all, if you're a foreigner, if you've got brown skin, if you're a Muslim, you are above the law. And your passports will not even be checked. Just 2 weeks ago, even CNN reported a plane load of 140-plus people flown in out of Mexico to JFK and allowed to pass without even showing any ID. Oh, but we're going to hear tonight from the president's address how he's going to take our rights away to keep us safe, but the Second Amendment's got to go. It's its fault that radical jihadists are killing everybody. Well, funny, Syria has a ban on guns in citizens' hands, and they got invaded by a jihad force out of Saudi Arabia. Funny, France has incredibly restrictive gun laws, and all these terror attacks they've had the last year were illegal guns smuggled into the country that has open borders, and it turns out the lead terrorists were on watch list and allowed in to France. Isn't that disgusting? And now the president is set to give what the Attorney General Lynch is calling the Bernardino Address, the San Bernardino Address, where they are going to put citizens outside of law, outside of judges, outside of juries, outside of charges, on no gun buy list. There are over 2 million citizens on it, 70-plus members of Homeland Security, 6 members of Congress last time I checked who can't fly. Not just you're on your own no-fly list, they can't even fly. They're beyond a watch list for no reason. And you can't find out why you're on it. You can't get off of it because it's a shadow government. Who needs courts? You've got a shadow government that completes the smuggling process for millions of illegals coming in every year, who brings in the millions in Europe, the hundreds of thousands, out of Syria, the Sunnis, 99%+ out of batches of hundreds, and in some cases thousands of immigrants that come here with no IDs or fake IDs. Not one of them is Christian. Not one of them is Shiite. They are all, in many cases, Sunni invaders out of Saudi Arabia and Iraq that came in to take land and take farms and take homes in Syria and murder Christians and murder Shiites and murder other minority groups on record. And now the Russians have kicked their butts. And so they're running into Turkey, and Turkey is taking them and bringing them into Europe. They're a member of the EU, and then they're flying here to the United States, or they're flying to Mexico and walking across the border. And I have the head of Southcom admitting it. I have video of that. I have it all. But it doesn't matter. When our government brings in foreigners, this woman only been here a few months from Saudi Arabia, the leader of the attack, let's put her on screen. Let's put, for TV viewers, or radio/TV, Tashin Malik. Let's put her up there. And she came to America, and she led the attack and killed 14 people and then threw pipe bombs at police. And for 2.5 days, the controlled corporate media of CNN, MSNBC said, conspiracy theorists says it's Islamic. Conspiracy theorists say it's... No, you mean people that actually sent reporters to California? You mean folks that actually did the research? We were reporting first, the day it happened, that he had a Middle Easterner surname and had been connected to Facebook posts and things pledging allegiance to ISIS. So think about that, and think about that long and hard. And then it turns out, I'm not saying it's a total false flag, but man, let me tell you, it's getting suspicious. They had an anti-terror shooting drill going on at the exact same time it happened. That's the Associated Press. And the guns, a bunch of the guns they got, were legally bought through a background check from a private seller, but were police issued. That is confirmed. That's been on NBC News as well. So it looks like everything was done to open the door to let these people do it, because common sense is suspended, and they'll now blame the Second Amendment and American gun owners in general and blame us when the answer to this type of terrorism is more guns to protect ourselves. And that's the head of Interpol 2 years ago. 2 years ago. When there were attacks on Kenyan shopping malls, and he said the answer is what Texas does, arm the citizens and you won't have hundreds killed. So get ready for it. And get ready for Obama to say, our history of compassion says we've got to bring in Wahhabist Sunni invaders that have invaded Libya, that have invaded Egypt, that have invaded country after country like Syria and been funded by our government. The Russians have released the satellite videos and the satellite photos showing the oil being sold to Turkey, our ally. They've released the evidence that our government isn't really bombing ISIS and is supporting them. So this happened Wednesday the 2nd, and it took them over 2 days to admit it was Islamic terror. Now we've got Liberty University president arming students, or saying students should be armed, that that's the answer. It is. because criminals are going to march into a school or a Army, Navy, Marine Corps recruiting center or a military base or a Garland, Texas community center, and they're going to attack. If they're willing to kill people in cold blood and get people on their knees and ask if they're Jewish or Christian and blow their heads off, do you think they're going to follow a gun law? And obviously they aren't. But this whole war on the Second Amendment is about the suspension of common sense and the suspension of reality. It is outrageous. We're going to go to break. And when we return, the White House, the Attorney General have all come out and said the address tonight is going to come after your guns. And we're going to play a clip of Rahm Emanuel during the first campaign of Obama in 2007. Later to become White House Chief of Staff. Later to become the Mafia Don of Chicago, the boss, saying, we're going to put you on a no-fly list, and then we're going to put you on a no-gun buy list. No judge, no jury, you can't have one. But people from Saudi Arabia who pledge allegiance to ISIS, you can come here, get welfare, get a government job. We want you. And by the way, just so long as you find a Jew or a Christian and get them on their knees and blow their brains out all over a Christmas tree, everything's going to be just fine. You see our story on that at drudgereport.com, how he said that they were hunting down Jews and Christians and said that Islam will rule the world.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to San Bernardino, California, where our reporters are on the ground at the scene of an Islamic Jihad terror attack that the media tried to cover up and have now failed to cover up. Another example of how their fraud is coming crashing down. But first, here is a clip from 8 years ago, right before Obama got elected, Rahm Emanuel saying, we're going to just put you on a no-fly list because maybe we think you're a terrorist, and then you can't own a gun. And the larger plan is to then come confiscate them. Obama, the attorney general, announced on Meet the Press this morning, the video's on InfoWars.com. Obama is set to announce this tonight, that no judge, no jury, I have no criminal record, you have no criminal record. Same thing they've been doing to veterans and others. You just suddenly can't buy a gun, and the police come to your house to confiscate them. They've been beta testing this in New York, Connecticut, California, and other Democratic-run cesspools. Let's go ahead and go to this clip.
We've got to make this a number one issue as a test vote and then take it into the election. That is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America.
Because we put you on a magic list, but let terrorists in.
And I am not one far from liking the mixing of politics and policy, but as my old boss used to say, give me that vote and throw me into that fryer.
That's Mayor Daley, the mob boss?
Out of that every day.
That's enough from the gangster. The mafia that wants your guns, they can have their way with you. Now, here's Obama just 3 days ago saying the same thing. Well, I can't believe you're on a terror watch list. Anybody named John Smith is Obama, and you know it. Any common name, bunch of innocent people, they admittedly throw their political enemies on the list. And so now, this is what they're going to announce, plus banning private sale, which is registration, and so much more. Get ready, folks. Here is the clip.
More broadly, this tragedy reminds us of our obligation to do everything in our power together to keep our communities safe.
To bring in ISIS?
We know that the killers in San Bernardino used military-style assault weapons, weapons of war, to kill as many people as they could. It's another tragic reminder that here in America, it's way too easy for dangerous people to get their hands on a gun. For example, right now, people on the no-fly list can walk into a store and buy a gun. That's insane. If you're too dangerous to board a plane, you're too dangerous by definition to buy a gun.
This is how dumb he thinks.
So I'm calling on Congress to close this loophole now.
Oh, let's stop. He means close the loophole on due process. Over 2 million people plus on the secret of no-fly list. They bring in the terrorists. They protect them. It turns out she used fake names, fake addresses to get her visa. They didn't care. So they bring the people in. They open the southern borders up, but then, oh, we want to put you on a secret magic list. The loophole is due process in the courts. He wants to close. Incredible. And giving them the power to extrajudicially, key term, take your guns. Joining us is former Army Staff Sergeant, combat vet of Iraq and Afghanistan. He can speak to what's happening currently. They've got a big problem on their hands. Even NBC News, as you have reported, even before it was in NBC News, it was in local news, says they got these guns from someone who got them from the police legally, and then they got them legally. But Obama is still blaming even the current process that we believe is true draconian. And then now he's set to come after the Second Amendment at an unprecedented level tonight, Joe Biggs, and then blame patriots for terrorists he literally brought in, Joe Biggs.
Exactly, and also today the father of the ISIS killer, Saeed Farouk, came out and said that his son had told him that he pledged allegiance to Baghdadi and ISIS prior and said that he had a huge problem with the Jews. He was obsessed with Israel, and that's what he believes fueled this. So it's something that he saw happening. No one else saw it. They all ignored it. Earlier today, I had an opportunity to interview three men who actually attend the exact same mosque that Saeed Farouk did. And that video is up at Infowars.com right now. Also, the name of the guy that they got the guns from is Enrique Marquez. He was the one who bought two of the four weapons used in Wednesday's massacre. Now they say that the local authorities have been trying to contact him and to get an interview with him to ask him what happened. And apparently he checked himself into a mental institute right after the massacre. It sounds like a lawyer would have pulled.
Isn't that convenient? But look, the media obsesses over where they got guns. People are going to get guns. Mexico has a total gun ban, Joe, as you know. They have the highest crime rate in the world, over 100,000 dead the last 9 years. The answer is let good people have guns, and then we can deal with criminals. And more police chiefs and others are saying that. So the common sense is getting out. I know you got a lot of locals there that want to talk to us as well. We'll have you for several segments, Joe Biggs. But first off, other things that you've noticed since you've been in San Bernardino?
I mean, as you can see, we're standing in front of the memorial right down the street from the Inland Regional Center. And a lot of people have come out here. They're talking about what's going on, opening up a dialogue. This is where we actually spoke to the three men who attended the mosque that Farouk also. And like I said, there's quite a few people here that want to voice how they feel about what's going on with these attacks.
Let's talk to some of them, Joe.
All right, sir. So what's your name, sir?
My name is Charles Edward Alwyn.
So what do you think about a lot of these people coming out and saying that this is due to mental illness?
I think it's a fallacy. There's no mental illness going here. These people are programmed back in their countries. What do they call it when they program somebody?
Brainwashed.
They call it, not brainwashed. They have, they did the same thing with Patty Hearst. When they grabbed her up, everybody remembers back in the 70s, they indoctrinated them into believing how they should react and act. It's not mental illness. We got at least 2 million people back in Saudi Arabia, back in Syria, Iraq. I don't think there's 2 million people with mental illness. They're indoctrinated to come in, infiltrate the world, and the United States is one of their last holding places. And our competent President Obama says, don't worry, we got everything under control. Yeah, we got everything under control.
Tell the fellow I have a question.
He thought it was a workplace type.
All right, we have a question. What is it?
What does this fellow think about Obama trying to get away with bringing the terrorists in and then blaming the Second Amendment for what he is an accomplice to?
So he wants to know, why do you think that President Obama can get away with bringing these kind of people in, not vetting them, and then use that as a way to take away the Second Amendment?
Number one, he has a backing behind him in the White House. He's a very slick politician. I think he's got a hidden agenda of what he wants for America. There's been all kinds of speculation on who he is, what his agenda is, and it's coming out. If Putin probably looks at him as being Bozo the Clown, he can't pull anything off in the United States to show some courage and some determination to defend his own nation.
Well, the president thinks that this is kind of like workplace violence. What is this? He's afraid to say it.
He's on a different agenda. Workplace violence does occur, but when you had something like this come down, our San Bernardino Police Department, our FBI came up with certain resolutions and certain evidence. First thing he should have said is, this looks like terrorism.
That's right. Stay there.
I hope it's not.
Good point. Like, yeah, we got to go to break. Right, we're going to come back and talk to some more folks straight ahead, and I'm going to go through these clips where they're announcing the draconian attack on our Second Amendment that our forebears fought for because the leaders brought in jihadis.
We have been fighting this war tirelessly with you at our side, day in and day out, exposing the ludicrous lies and criminal operations of the globalists, and we're starting to see big effects. And the word is getting out. The globalists want to make us dependent. And as Napoleon famously said, an army marches on its stomach. Ammunition, food, and supplies form the backbone of any offensive, including the info war. And our enemies admit they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
With this in mind, we have held strong to our principles and the decision to refuse any money from globalists or government. We are funding our crusade against tyranny the old-fashioned way, with pure free market, free will capitalism. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139 and take advantage of free shipping right through December 18th and get your order before Christmas. May God bless you and your family and keep us strong as we forge ahead in this battle for humanity.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire.
Joe Beggs is on the ground with our intrepid crew. They were out investigating the American caliphate in Michigan and New York and other states this week when the terror attack took place in San Bernardino on Wednesday. Within 2 hours, Paul Joseph Watson had the Arabic surname, the connections to radical Islamic groups, and we believed connections to them, to Facebook's pledging allegiance to ISIS. That was later confirmed a day later. Michael Savage was reporting it within 2 hours. Drudge was reporting it within a few hours. But the rest of the controlled media was not talking about him. And within the first 3-4 hours, they were blaming conservatives, veterans, and gun owners. In fact, they were blaming me because I'd had Donald Trump on that day, Wednesday. And we've been talking about radical Islamists being brought into the country and how he'd been correct about them celebrating 9/11 and other events, including the Paris attacks. And they were saying in the media and a bunch of publications that, oh, look, Donald Trump and Alex Jones listeners have killed people with no proof. Then they went on at the White House-run Media Matters to say that we said it didn't even happen or was fake. No, we said it's a false flag in that they opened the borders up and brought the people in to begin with. And here's the big issue. What is the political mathematics? What is the political calculus to believe they can get away with the optics or the way this looks in France, in Germany, here in the United States, other places? Well, we know what the calculus is. What they do in Europe is what they do here. They have banned free speech in Germany and France against the open borders. They're arresting front runners in presidential elections for criticizing open borders like Marie Le Pen. Europe has fallen to total tyranny. The socialists and the big government types are so wedded to their totalitarianism and how sexy they think radical jihad is that major feminist groups, liberal socialists, you name it, are backing this. These are sick, self-hating freaks. Meanwhile, we have chilling messages from menacing migrants demanding open borders with Macedonia at checkpoint. Open your border or die. And here are some of the headlines at InfoWars.com. Liberals now openly admit we must destroy the Second Amendment, close quote. And then we have links to all these statements and admissions. This is a Louder with Crowder article where they admit, yes, we're going to take your guns. And then we've got NBC News, CNN, and others saying, well, there was a Christmas tree. Maybe that's the fault. There were some big mouth Christians, too, that were, you know, being uppity. This will teach them. There is such a hatred of Christians and libertarians and veterans that the weird fanatical left will do anything to basically see that we're exterminated. And these aren't real liberals. Again, Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. I'm a libertarian. I'm for freedom and open expression and tolerance. You people are intolerant. Scores of universities are banning Christmas and banning Christmas trees and saying the colors red and green or red and white are racist. I can't even believe how crazy this has gotten. But this is a cult takeover. The God has to be the state. And any outside group that's the enemy of their enemy is the New World Order's friend, to quote an old Arabic saying. Let's go back to Joe Biggs with us this segment, the next, and into the next hour. Then I'm open the phones up. Joe, I want to get your take on this big speech he's going to be giving tonight. I'll be doing a live Facebook mentions at 7 while he's giving his address, analyzing it at InfoWars.com and on our major Facebook. We get sometimes millions of viewers for these mentions that we do, on average about 300,000. But that's coming up at 7 o'clock tonight Central, about an hour after this broadcast ends. But I want to talk to some more of those locals first. But, Joe, I mean, I can't even believe that our government is run by such evil people that they would bring in a giant jihad army. And there's no doubt Europe and the United States are going to face massive sleeper cell attacks. How does the political class think they'll scapegoat the Second Amendment and veterans and conservatives and take our guns while petting and loving and aiding and abetting the jihadis? How will this filth get away with this?
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, even on social media, right after the attack took place, people were releasing the identity of the man who perpetrated it all, Saeed Farouk. But the government, the White House, was so scared because of political correctness that they couldn't even come out until later to do it. I mean, by then, it was all over. So that's why our government is so scared of political correctness. They just want to prance around everything and try to please everybody and be nice instead of doing what they have to do, calling things what they are. You know, tonight's going to be a monumental time in history because this is only the third time that President Obama has even addressed, or this will be the fourth time that President Obama has addressed the nation during primetime television at the Oval Office. I mean, and he's going to use this attack here in San Bernardino to start pushing that anti-gun stuff like he always does. The same thing he did at the Umpqua Community College in Oregon when we were there. Instead of going in, worrying about the victims, talking about radical Islam, talking about the terrorist attacks. Instead, he's talking about and addressing the country about stricter gun control.
He's so arrogant. And Joe, everybody knows that I'm not a, quote, Islamophobe. I didn't buy at all the fear-mongering, but maybe it wasn't fear-mongering. All I know is we've got a president that wears a Wahhabist Islamic ring, not just a Muslim ring, but a radical Muslim ring. His name is Barack Hussein Obama. He went to madrasas in Indonesia. He can speak Arabic better than most Muslims on record. He apologized, you know, in Egypt in his first big speech as president for America. And I tell you, this is looking more and more like a double cross. I mean, I don't know how he'll get away with this, but maybe he will. I mean, how far will this go?
Well, I mean, you have Hillary Clinton. You've got all these people coming out and pushing for stricter gun control. Strict gun control didn't work in this instance. It hasn't worked in Chicago with all this stuff. It hasn't worked in New York. Strict gun control does not work.
But it has let the government get more power, though, and take more liberties.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what they want. That's why they allow this kind of stuff to happen. And it's just completely and totally ridiculous. Instead of putting our focus on talking about radical Islam and how we can defeat ISIS, we're too worried about political correctness. And I was going to actually go to back to this gentleman right here real quick, let him finish up. What did you want to go ahead and say about what's happened? What do you think about everything overall?
Okay, bottom line is I think Obama, President Obama is just had his agenda. He wants gun control. He feels that gun control will solve all of our problems. They will not solve all of our problems. Number one, in our Constitution, we have the right to bear arms.
Let's conquer
us. What we need to do is to get these laws into effect, to take these people that use these guns, before they use these guns, to get some type of practical laws enforced for them not to use them. As far as mental illness goes, there's going to be a very, very, in my opinion, a very small percentage of the people that will be under that label.
Look, there isn't a big gun problem. Overall gun violence is way down. They're hyping these things up like it's the end of the world. What is going to be big is jihad attacks are happening every week now. There were three or four more in England and Europe, Joe. I mean, how are they going to cover all these up? What are the Democrats going to do when their little baby migrants, by the hundreds of thousands and millions, large percentages of them start murdering everybody? What are they going to do? Will they suspend logic and come take my guns? Well, it's not going to happen, Joe. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like you said, we've got these sheriffs all over the country who are going out, posting Facebook messages, telling the public, hey, if you have that concealed weapons permit, go out, carry, exercise that right. Don't be afraid. People need those extra set of eyes and someone that can help deter or stop something like this from happening.
Absolutely. It's insane to blame gun owners for what's happening. Joe, I want to come back in the next segment and go down the line and just tell folks, hey, we're about to go live. Give each person about a minute. I want to get people's take on it. I don't care if they agree, disagree. I want to talk to a bunch of those folks that are out there. They have got the site of the shooting or the site where the shooters lived is blocked off to regular media. But if you're corporate MSNBC or CNN, you're allowed to go on the crime scene. So Joe is way back. From where the killers actually lived. But we're analyzing this because this is the triumphs of brainwashing we're seeing, where the government brings in the jihadis, protects them. The neighbors won't report them because of political correctness. They pledge allegiance to ISIS. One of them's from Saudi Arabia, and nothing can be done.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common. Polypharmacy. That is dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
In this segment and the next, at least, we're going to talk to folks in San Bernardino, California, on the ground. Just right outside the city health department building area where the massacre was conducted by two operatives, two lone wolf assassins of ISIS. They've taken credit for it. They pledged allegiance to ISIS. ISIS has said that they were basically their minions. They've had the Islamic leaders out of Saudi Arabia call for soft kill and other asymmetrical warfare attacks with automatic weapons across the U.S. and Europe in the last few months. That is now happening. Turkey is now threatening to blow up Russian ships in the Mediterranean because they dare fight ISIS. That is escalating. It's all coming up in the second hour. Now, before I go any further, Facebook mentions is a function that a few hundred people with big Facebook accounts have. And normally when I do it, we reach about 200,000, 300,000 people, which is still big. And I do it maybe once a week. Now, I've had a few since I've done this the last few months that have gotten 500,000, 700,000 views. Now, most of the videos I do get around 900,000 to a million views. And let me just give you an example right now if you're a TV viewer. If you're a radio listener, Infowars.com/show. And this just shows how upset people are about this. I shot this 3 hours ago outside with my cousin. We had the kids out at the park. emergency. Obama to announce massive gun control push in speech tonight. 210,000 views in a couple hours. I mean, that'll be a million by tomorrow. Look at this one. Shot this Friday. Islamic terror cells now active. 994,000 views. Obama has a Facebook mentions. The White House does. And they have a YouTube channel. His average video now gets about 10,000 views. The president gets 10,000 views. I get 994,000 views. And we're on over 170 AM and FM affiliates. We have billions of views on YouTube. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying, what a paper tiger. CNN's average show has 300,000 viewers. But they sit up there and lecture like they control reality. Same thing with MSNBC. They're a joke. Our YouTube channel has 1,178,000 subscribers, one of dozens of channels. But click about for folks. Click about. And then let's show people how many views we have. 600 plus million. Well, it's way more than that. So go ahead and see that for yourself. That's just one channel. That's what they can't stand. We've got multiple billions of views on YouTube, all channels combined. They hate us. But they sit up there with that last illusion with bigger and bigger sets, with more and more political operatives up there with almost no viewers lying to you, saying this wasn't jihad terror. Now, this segment, the next and the next, I'm talking to folks in San Bernardino, California. Then, we are going to open the phones up for the balance of the transmission and announce the winner of a Facebook meme contest where they're trying to ban Christmas. We have a winner and a $1,000 prize will be announced in the final segment coming up today. Briefly, free shipping on all products at InfoWarsStore.com through December 18th. That's the day you're guaranteed to get items before Christmas, whether it's water filtration systems or high-quality nutraceuticals or Hillary for Prison t-shirts, you name it. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds this operation. Now, they went ahead and extended this through today, but it will end today, I promise. $9.95 colloidal silver ends tonight. Okay? We've got huge other discounts as well. Brain Force, 10% off. Deep Cleanse is back in stock and is discounted $10. All Pro Pure Water Filtration, Gravity Fed Systems, 25% off. And free shipping on super high quality, non-GMO, made in America, storable food at InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping on that ends tonight and the discounts end tonight as well. 20% off and free shipping. That all ends tonight. There will be some more specials this week, but these specials are gone forever starting tonight at midnight, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, Joe, I'm going to get to everybody now. The toll-free number for folks to join us is 877-789-2539. First-time callers, 877-789-2539. Now, I want to go to all these people that are lined up to talk to you. Tell them we will. But first, I've got to ask you, because the calculus just doesn't fit. And I study this stuff hardcore as you do. How do they bring in hundreds of thousands of jihadis here, potential jihadis, millions in Europe, let them attack us, and then say it's our fault, we got to turn our guns in, or ban free speech and declare martial law in Europe and arrest conservatives? How are they going to get away with this? Or will they, Joe? What's the master plan here? Because it's clear. We had 5 more attacks in Europe this weekend. I mean, this is a machete attack in London screaming Allah Akbar. How are they going to get this over on us, Joe Biggs?
They are getting that over on us. They are getting away with it as we speak right now. This stuff continues to happen at alarming rates all across the world. And yet he tries to switch the focus from the real issues with the radical Islam and the fact that that is something that exists. He's too scared to mention it. He's too scared to talk about it. And he's too worried about his political correctness all the time. When sometimes you're a president, you've got to
He wants the threat to build to be so big, when it busts out, then they'll take our liberties to counter it, as you concurred. There's something even bigger to this, but I agree with you. Let's talk to some of these folks.
All right. What's your name, sir?
I'm Richard Noble.
And who are you out here representing?
The LGBT community, the gay community.
And so why are you out here? What are you wanting to talk about?
Well, first of all, my heartfelt prayers and condolences go out to all the families and loved ones of the people that we've lost and those who are recovering in the hospital. Second, I want more intelligence gathering. I just saw a photograph of an ISIL member throwing two gay men off of a rooftop in Syria because they were gay. And I want intelligence gathering missions. I want these people identified, and I want missile strikes. I want these people dead.
Well, you don't think you should be tolerant of that?
Tolerant of murder? No.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people on the left that think that we should be tolerant of everything, that we should be tolerant of all stuff.
I vote left. I am far left. I voted for Obama. I want tougher. I want to be tougher. I want people go on missions and operations and on the ground to take these people out. I can't deal with this crap anymore.
Ask if you want ask why Europe and the left are bringing all these people in.
I may be controversial on this issue, but I think if we have weapons of mass destruction and we're selling them and they're just rampant in our communities, that there need to be safe bases where they're checked in and checked out. When you want to use a weapon of mass, you know, a major firearm, like the assault rifles that they're using in the massacres around our country, check them in. And when you want to go do some recreation, check them out. Give your intention for using them and check them back in.
See, Obama brought the jihadis in, so this guy was called for this.
Who's the NRA? You know, who are we kidding here?
So you think that we should have basically like an armory system set up in every city, and people should have to check their weapons?
Asking why Obama brought the jihadis in.
Not handguns. I think that we have a right to have handguns.
Well, I mean, anything, assault's a verb. So, I mean, I could take a minuscule rifle, and then I can basically assault something. So is that assault rifle?
Yes.
Asking why the left is bringing in the jihadis.
I'm saying check them into an armory. When you want to use them, you want to go deer hunting.
See, if you want to know the calculus, this is it.
So what happens when a situation like this, though, happens? The whole point of the Second Amendment is to be able to protect yourself from crazy people.
Right.
You know, so when you take the guns from the law-abiding citizens, then the crazy people still get it.
Asking why Obama brought the jihadis in.
These high-powered assault weapons that we're seeing.
What do you consider a high-powered assault weapon? It was a .223.
Isn't that an assault rifle?
So,
let's not argue that stuff. Asking this. Why does he think governments are bringing these jihadis in so there's a crisis and they can take our guns?
Why do you think that President Obama is allowing these people to come into the country?
Well, I mean, you mean allowing people from around the world to come into our country?
Yeah, like the jihadis, the Syrian refugees, not saying that they're the same, but you know that they're using that as an escape route to hide in there and exploit that and come over and do stuff, carry out attacks.
Hide in where?
Amongst the refugees.
I don't know why he...
You don't think we should just leave the borders open, or do you think we should have a stricter vetting process and find out?
I definitely think we need a stricter vetting process. That's my personal...
There you go. So he's got a half a brain.
So I may be liberal, but I'm conservative on a lot of issues.
I'll tell him thanks. We'll start with the next person.
All right, well, thank you.
My safety, yeah.
Hey, let me get... who else wants to talk?
A whole line of folks, but go ahead. Tell me about
what's your name. Brad. Brad. So, are you a resident from here?
I live in Redlands.
Yeah, what's his views?
So, what are your views on this? What do you think about this whole thing?
Well, I think we've become extremely weak because of the NSA policies that are in place. We're surveilling way too many Americans right now, and we could be focusing those efforts on certain individuals instead. I think that's actually Rand Paul's view. I think he kind of hits the nail on the head.
So instead of them spying on us in New York for investigating Islamberg, they should actually be watching the people who are going to go out and carry out the attacks, because we know they're watching.
Yeah. How's something like that slipping through the cracks? That's what I want to know.
Tell him stay there. We're back in 70 seconds.
All
I want to find out more from him why he thinks that they're letting it slip through, because they know their constituents are like the last guy that says, take the guns away because the Islamists are going to kill us. Well, who brought them in? This is an invasion force that invaded Syria. That's who the refugees are. They're the Wahhabist jihadi invaders.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.